We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 9:30 in 716.
The race is already on for Erie County Executive.
Well, I can't say I fully expected the county executive's race of 2019 to be starting in July of 2018.
I feel as though the county is going in the wrong direction under Mark Poloncarz's leadership.
I'm Tim Wenger on 930 and 716, powered by the Brothers of Mercy, a five-star rated skilled nursing residence offering affordable living in a country setting. It's a long way off, but it really should be no surprise that Erie County Controller Stefan Mihailu is aiming for a run for Erie County Executive. He's talking like a campaigner on an almost weekly basis, and it has incumbent Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz, well, sounding like a campaigner too.
Well, I'm proud of the record of accomplishments that we've done over the last 7 years. As the executive of Erie County.
WBEN's Matt Moran catching up with Poloncarz to talk early campaigning.
Erie County is a very diverse community, almost 1 million people, urban, suburban, and rural, and there's a lot of issues to deal with. When I ran in 2011, I said I was going to focus my administration on job growth and economic development. That's what we've done, and the proof is in the pudding. Actually, it's in the job records, which show from May of 2012 to May of 2018, there's 28,200 new private sector jobs in the Buffalo Niagara region. It's been a tremendous turnaround. We've worked on a lot of key issues in this community. We've addressed the opiate epidemic. We've handled storms. We kept the bills in town by negotiating a strong lease at the same time that Oakland, St. Louis, and San Diego lost their teams. So I'm proud of my record accomplishment, and if the comptroller wishes to run, so be it. I'm going to run on a positive record of accomplishments. He kind of came out a little vitriolic, a little in the mud yesterday, critiquing individuals' rights. So be it. If he wants to run and run a campaign like that, I'm going to run a positive campaign on my record.
You basically already said that you're ready to run for a third term. How's this been? What's the thought process of that? How long do you see yourself being county executive? I know you said that you'll know when the time is right, but you know, where do you see yourself in this process of now going into possibly going for your third term?
Well, I can't say I fully expected the county executive's race of 2019 to be starting in July of 2018. When I announced my campaign for county executive in 2011, it wasn't until, I think, April. And here we are almost 8-9 months ahead of that. And the comptroller is also basically coming out saying he's running. Everyone's entitled to run. I look at it as if I'm not doing good work on behalf of the community, if I don't feel I can make a difference, then I'm not going to run. I like the job that we're doing. I think we have great people in our administration working very hard on behalf of the 925,000 citizens of Erie County. I'm proud of the work. We've been recognized nationally for our efforts to combat the opiate epidemic, so much so that Erie County is now viewed as the model. We have more work to do to continue to grow our economy. We have more work to do to end the opiate epidemic. We have more work to do to ensure that people are given opportunities for advancement and to address the issues of poverty in this region. And for now, I like the position of being county executive. And it's not an official announcement yet, but I'm going under the intention of running. And if he's by chance running, so be it.
Is there an official time? I mean, I know you said it can happen. You could wait until next year, honestly, to make an official announcement. Where do you see yourself making that official announcement? How do you think this process is going to go with the campaign?
Well, I certainly wouldn't make an announcement until 2019. There are some very important elections going on this year in Erie County government, including the clerk's election, as well as, of course, the gubernatorial race, the attorney general, comptroller for the state offices, of course, congressional races. And myself and others in my political team are really focused on those races here. I think there'll be time enough in the future for each candidate to officially announce their candidacy. I'm the county executive, he's the comptroller. We have roles to play. As the former comptroller, I understand that. And until that time comes, I'm going to continue working on the issues that the people of Erie County want me on and want me to focus on. And when the time is right to make an announcement, I'll make that. But I can tell you I'm proud of the work that my administration has done over 7 years.
Do you think it's an early time for him to already be talking about this? That, I mean, like you said, I mean, there's elections to worry about in November, and he's already starting to talk about this campaign against you. Do you think he's maybe kind of just being a little aggressive?
Yes. There's only way to describe it. Usually you don't see people announce for candidacy for an elected office a year and a half or 2 years in advance unless they're running for president. I mean, you think about it, even the gubernatorial race, the Republican candidate for governor didn't announce until this year. And later this year, I think it was really April of this year when the Republican candidate announced. And the county comptroller seems to be announcing in mid-July. But he's entitled to do whatever he wants. I'm focused on the issues that the people of Erie County want me to be focused on.
I'm giving it serious consideration. Have not made a final answer, but I'm telling our friends and supporters to stay tuned.
Erie County Controller Stefan Mihailu doesn't say it officially, but, well, you can read between the lines.
As you're well aware, I'm married, I have two young children, baby at home, and so I'm going to talk to my wife, talk to my family, and see if it's the right decision for me as a father and husband, and also if it's the right political and professional choice for me. So if I do decide to run, I wanted to make sure that I run from a position of strength, which is why we raised $100,000 in 3 months, broke a record for our campaign. And I believe Mark Poloncarz is totally checked out of the job as county executive. If Brian Higgins retired tomorrow, you would catch pneumonia from the breeze from Mark Poloncarz running to his party boss, begging for a congressional endorsement. Mark Poloncarz cares more about giving illegal immigrants driver's licenses and the Paris Climate Accords and banning plastic bags than he does about fixing roads and cutting spending and cutting taxes in Erie County. I think Mark Poloncarz is a elitist, extremist liberal, calls himself a New York City liberal, that is totally out of touch with mainstream Democrats in Erie County. And so I think he's vulnerable, and I'm going to give it serious consideration. I feel as though the county is going in the wrong direction under Mark Poloncarz's leadership. He's an elitist extremist on the liberal side and makes Nancy Pelosi look conservative. And he cares more about banning plastic bags than he does about fixing potholes and reducing taxes and reducing spending. I feel as though I want to move the county in a business-friendly direction where we reduce spending and we cut taxes. Spending under Mark Poloncarz since he's become county executive is up $132 million. That's disgraceful. That money belongs to the taxpayers and should be spent on roads and fixing our dilapidated infrastructure and cutting taxes, giving it back to the people who paid the bill in the first place, and that's our business owners and our taxpayers. We were quite surprised that members of the business community were reaching out to me saying, we need to change. Our businesses are suffering. Our ECIDA tax policies are basically crushing business. And we need a county executive who is going to implement policies so that businesses can survive and thrive in Erie County. And right now, a lot of business owners have reached out to me and are very concerned about the direction of where Erie County is going. I'm very passionate about public service. I gave up a private sector company and a private sector career at a much lower salary because I care about Buffalo. I care about Erie County. And I was sick and tired about politicians and what they did and how they cared more about self-preservation than people. It's the whole reason why I got into public service. It certainly wasn't for the paycheck. It was to serve. I love Buffalo. I grew up here, and I want to see Erie County led in the right direction, not have someone at the top who is an out-of-touch liberal extremist that doesn't really share the same values that we do here in Erie County, whether it's mainstream Republicans or mainstream Democrats. We have far more cash on hand at the same point in time when Mark Poloncarz decided to run for county executive. Our cash totals basically blow him away. And I think that's a testament to the fact that people want change. They want a new county executive. And I think a lot of people in the business community and unions are investing in the taxpayers for Stefan campaign because I believe they want to change. If you look at our campaign filing that we filed in the New York State Board of Elections, we have broad support across Erie County, CEOs of companies and union presidents that support my candidacy here in Erie County. And so we're going to see in the coming months and maybe even year on whether or not we're going to take that support to the next level and run for county executive. Any kind of campaigns are not even on my radar. Professionally speaking, as controller, my job right now is to be the best controller possible, to be a strong check and balance on a liberal extremist like Mark Poloncarz. That's my mission right now. And in the coming months and year ahead, if I decide to throw my hat in the ring for county executive, I'm going to be strong and prepared to wage a very, very, very tough race for Mark Poloncarz.
Time, and a lot of it until the election, will tell. Back Monday.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.